We're going to get to some financial advice right now. Is your credit in trouble? Do we even have to worry about credit as Christians? Really? I don't know. We're going to talk with financial planner Brad Graber about that right now from investinginTruth.com. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, we want to talk about this credit thing, and I guess that would be my first question. When I shot you an email last week and said, what do you think about this? I was really wondering, as Christians, do we really even need to be concerned with credit?
And that's a good question. And I sometimes run into Christians that say, you know what? I don't care about my credit score. It can go to zero, and I don't care because I don't plan on borrowing any money. But, you know, the world has kind of changed around us, and credit scores and credit history are one of those things that's coming into more and more aspects of our life. And it's part of the world that we live in. And unfortunately, if we don't pay any attention to it, if we just, you know, toss it aside and say, I don't need that, you know, that's one of the worldly things dealing with debt, we're missing some of the bigger applications of it and how it could actually hurt our stewardship in other areas. Right now, it's being used in a lot of places, not just borrowing money, but anytime you're buying something that has a monthly payment. People want to know, are you going to be able to make that payment? What's your credit worthiness there? That can be utilities, renting an apartment, even getting a job today. They may be running your credit and looking at what your credit history looks like. So it's going to impact other aspects of our lives other than just taking on debt. So we need to be careful that we're managing it well.
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, Brad, it's kind of a, almost an oxymoron, right? Right. We're called to not have debt, but in the world, when we don't have it, it can hurt us, right? Yeah, because everything is checking our credit history. So tell us, how do we protect our credit?
Well, there's several things we can do. Number one is know what that credit history looks like. I think it's so important that we just go in and make sure that we see what is being reported through there's three main credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. You may hear those names tossed around from time to time. And what they're doing is they're just keeping a history on you as a borrower, because a credit score is basically saying how creditworthy are you, and it's being based off of a history and different criteria to come up with your credit score. So we want to make sure that the information they're using is actually accurate. So there's several people that I've known in the past, when they pull up their credit report, they look at it, and there may be a debt on there, and it could even be a bad debt that somebody's not making payments on, that's hurting their credit score, and it's not even theirs. So occasionally we need to contest something that shows up on our record. But that's one of the big ones. And we can talk about it later if you want to on how to actually go about checking that, because there are some free ways to get your credit history. That's one big one. With all the data breaches, one of the other popular things is freezing your credit. So if you don't plan on taking out any new debt, you can actually put a freeze on your credit, which doesn't allow anybody to go out and take new debt on under your Social Security number. So it's just one of those ways to lock down your credit so that new debt from some kind of fraudulent activity isn't going to show up on your credit. And then just other ways. Protect your Social Security number. Use sophisticated passwords. Don't be naive when you get an email from somebody with a link. You know, be careful with what you're clicking on, because there's just a lot of ways that people are out there fishing for your information. And again, that goes back to, if you freeze your credit, there's probably a little bit less to worry about, but we still always want to be careful and be diligent about what we're allowing to go out of our hands.
Hey, Brad, I want to back up for a second and go back to looking at our credit score, because I know that there are a number of things that can impact our credit scores, and they make sense. Some of the things you've listed here and what you've sent to us is number and severity of late payments. That's perfectly understandable. If you're late, you know, that is going to impact your credit. That shows, you know, that you've got to be responsible with the debt that you do have. Number and age of accounts on your credit report. That makes sense. Total debt makes sense. Here's what does not and never has made sense to me. How can recent inquiries impact our credit scores, and why do they even impact our credit scores?
Good question. So you have to remember that every time something is impacting your credit score, whether it's good or whether it's bad, there's typically some indication behind it that's making them either give you a better score as far as I want to loan you money, or it's raising that red flag. And recent inquiries is one of those things that could raise the red flag, because it means that you're out there talking to lenders who might be lending you money. So the more inquiries I have means that I have more interest in borrowing money. And the more interest I have in borrowing money could mean that there's a bad situation going on in my life, that I need to be going into debt. So maybe I'm suffering some kind of hardship, or maybe I'm looking at taking on a lot more debt in several different ways. Maybe I'm buying a car, buying a house, and having, you know, opening several credit cards. And it may just be this indication that, you know what, I'm going to be taking on a lot of debt here soon. So it's this, that caution flag that's being tossed up there. Not a huge impact on your credit score, but it's still going to be a negative impact on your credit score. So one of the things they talk about is if you are out there shopping for a debt, and let's say it's just one specific debt, but you're shopping rates between and options between different lenders, do it all in the shortest time frame you can. So you don't want to spread it out over a couple of different months, because the longer that track record of inquiries goes, the more it's going to hurt your credit score. And sometimes if you do it like within a 30-day period, they'll count it as only one inquiry rather than maybe the five or six that it was if you were really shopping it out in a lot of different places. So that's why that's going to impact your credit score.
Well, that is excellent. And, you know, you've talked a lot about how we can protect that credit. So what are some of the ways that consumers can improve their credit score? So they might need a boost in their credit score, and that's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah, so remember, this is a history. It's analyzing the history of a person. And one of those things is going to be, what has your track record been? So we don't want to be late on payments. We want to make sure that we're always making our payments on time. So if I'm sitting down with somebody with a bad credit score, we're going to make sure that every payment is going to be made on time. Let's stop the late payments, because that's obviously going to be a big hit to your credit score. Another one is you don't want to have a ton of balances out there. So if you have lots of little balances on credit cards, it's time to start paying off some of those little ones. We don't want to have more outstanding debts in more places than we have to. Another one is how much they're going to do what they call a utilization ratio. And that is how much available debt do you have and how much have you actually taken? So if you think of a credit card, if I've got $5,000 of available credit on my credit card and I'm using $2,000 of that, well, that's only 40%. But if somebody else has $5,000 of available credit and they're using $4,500 of it, well, that's 90% of it being used. So they're heavily relying and don't have a lot of cushion there on available credit before they have to go out and find more available credit. So it's, again, it's that raising that red flag. So we want to keep the utilization ratio as low as we can, as far as if we have a possible balance, let's keep our used balance as low as we can on that. And I also want to caution people, don't just go out and get the highest available credit that you can on your credit cards, because we're not looking to borrow money. But if you have a credit card, if you have a reasonable balance, just try to keep your balances low.
Hey, Brad, one more quick question before we let you go and get on with your day today, because we see a lot of, I see these on television all the time, ads for different websites you can go to check your credit scores. And I guess, you know, given what's happened with the three major credit reporting agencies, I'm a little bit paranoid about where I go to plug in any information whatsoever. And I think we do need to be careful and be diligent to protect our credit. But is there a place that is safe that you know of where we can go to check our credit?
Yeah, great question. And you know, there's so many fraudulent companies out there that want to make themselves look like the real one, right? The official reporting site that you can go to, and you can actually get three free credit reports a year, and you can get one from each of the three credit bureaus, so that's why you can get three of them, is annualcreditreport.com. So that's annualcreditreport.com. If you go there, what I would recommend is just spread it out during the course of the year if you're going to be keeping tabs on your credit. Pull one now, wait 3 or 4 months, pull the next one, wait 3 or 4 months, get the next one, and then 3 or 4 months later, it all resets again, and you can just continue that cycle. Another thing is you can always go to your financial institution. You can go to your bank, go to your credit union. I know some of them will actually do that for free, and they may even for free give you your credit score. So if you go to annualcreditreport.com, it's just going to give you your credit history and show you what's showing up on your report. You would have to pay more or go to one of these other companies to actually get your credit score. But if you go to your financial institution, most of them will probably be willing to help you get your credit report or even get your credit score, because that's, again, one of those things. We're in the world, we're not of it, but we want to make sure that we understand what's affecting how we live in this world. And it's important to know our credit score and just know how that's going to impact our lives.